All right. Well, good evening, and thanks for joining us here this evening. Appreciate you investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. My name is David Litt. I'm a sales and marketing consultant and working directly with Dave and Amy, the owners of Purium, to help train this great team that we have and also put in place behind the scenes some new marketing programs. And so, although I'm not at liberty to say what's going on quite yet, if you're in the Florida area, you'll get a more complete sneak preview as Dave Sandoval, I believe, has meetings December 2nd and 4th, I believe, are those meeting dates. And you can check the corporate email that just went out for times and locations. But Dave's going to be down in Florida next week. He's going to be sharing in a little bit more detail the big idea, the big marketing program that will be rolling out first quarter of next year. And very, very excited about what we've got in store in that regard. And we do a lot of our trainings as nuts and bolts trainings, you know, what to say, what not to say, how to handle objections, how to hand out samples, and how to make a list, and you know, those sorts of blocking and tackling things that show up in your business every day that are important, and no question about it, help to drive basic activity for you and your team, and that basic activity can turn into new people and new customers and new distributors and bigger checks. But every once in a while, I like to zip up to 30,000 feet and talk a little bit more about business in general and leadership and other things that not only can affect your Purium business, but potentially affect other businesses that you're involved in or your life in general. I've had the good fortune of working with a lot of very successful companies and a lot of very successful entrepreneurs and business people. I work for the Microsoft Corporation. I work for another Fortune 500 company called Mercantile Department Stores. I've worked for a network marketing company that was on the Inc. 500 fastest growing list 5 years in a row with an A profit rating every single year, so the only company in the history of Inc. magazine to ever do that. So arguably at the time the most successful privately held company ever. I've worked with very, very successful entrepreneurs, people who have started out businesses, network marketing businesses, as well as traditional businesses that are worth millions, tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of dollars in personal wealth. And you know, it's not about how many things they could buy or you know, how much they owned, but just, you know, everyone defines success differently. But to me, success is all about doing my best, giving my best, helping as many people as I possibly can, and having the freedom to do what I want and to do what I'm passionate about. So, you know, for many of you, this business is what you want to do and how you want to do it. And for others, it may be a means to an end, a vehicle to create leverage in your life to do other things, to write a movie, to write a book, to travel, to spend more time with your friends or your family, or to build a house in the woods, or, you know, become a rock star, whatever it may be. You know, one of the things that's great about network marketing is that you have the opportunity to make that happen, because you can, in a perfect world, disassociate your efforts and time and money through leverage with how much you're earning. And so hopefully these concepts that I've gleaned from other people will be valuable to you, so it will help your Purium business, but maybe also help your other businesses or your life in general. And so what I've seen and what I've found is that very, very successful people tend to have either a entrepreneurial mindset or a CEO mindset. But ultimately, the people who are the most successful are the most complete business people, or they surround themselves with complementary people because they understand what they're good at, and they also understand what they're not so good at and what they need to find in other people to help them be more successful. So what I want to do is define for you a little bit some of the best characteristics, some of the strengths that I've seen in an entrepreneur, and then some of the strengths I've seen in a CEO, giving a little bit of caution to things that you know, they may not do as well, and then tie it all together with some business traits that are common no matter what your personality type. So let's talk about being an entrepreneur for a minute. And entrepreneurs tend to be the mavericks. They're the creative, right-brained, people-oriented doers. They're the ready, fire, aim sort of folks that are super passionate about their ideas, are willing to make things happen, great recruiters, willing to work tirelessly, willing to work alone. Whatever it takes, they bring lots of people in, oftentimes bring lots of money in, but sometimes let lots of people go out the back door or end up spending lots of money because they're so overly optimistic. So I know entrepreneurs who were worth millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars one day or one week or one month or one year, and suddenly they wake up and they're worth much less, much, much, much less. And so they can make it fast, they can lose it fast, and you know, they're willing to make things happen very aggressively. From a lead generation standpoint, they're so enthusiastic about what they do, they're willing to share the opportunity with lots of people. So they work their list very aggressively, but importantly, they also jump on Facebook, they jump on Twitter, they jump on the internet, they do trade shows, they hand out samples, they meet people, they collect business cards, they go to mixers, they, you know, are not afraid to talk to people at parties. So they're outgoing folks, and through all of that, they create lots of opportunities. They may miss lots of opportunities because their follow-through is not great. They may miss lots of opportunities because they're so busy and so crazy, they don't return a phone call, or they don't return a text message, or they're late for a meeting, or whatever. But it's not because of lack of activity. It's because of lack of organization. So hopefully that's painted a picture for you a little bit of some of the strengths and weaknesses of an entrepreneur. CEO is the opposite. CEO is the manager type. They're the thinker. They're the, instead of ready, fire, aim, they're the ready, really ready, aim, fire. They're the left brain, disciplined, numbers person, analytical, gather up resources, gather up people, act as a trainer, and they're more retention-focused. They're more disciplined, so they may not spend a lot of money, they may not recruit a lot of people, but they make the people that they bring in very productive and stay in and keep them on task. So they're systematic, but they're probably not as convincing. They're probably not as charismatic and as exciting as the entrepreneur, so they have a harder time recruiting folks. They're more structured and planned. They don't create as many opportunities, but if they miss opportunities, they miss opportunities because of overanalyzation. They miss opportunities because of inaction. So they're less likely to be super urgent, but when they see something, And they put the pieces of the puzzle together, when it rolls out as a unified message, as something that's very powerful. So they do fewer things, but they do those things well. So hopefully you've got a sense for yourself of who you're more like. You know, are you doing enough to even know? And that's one of the things is, you know, if you're treating this business like a hobby, then you may not know whether you're more like an entrepreneur or more like a CEO because you haven't done enough to talk to enough people to make enough happen to know what your tendencies are. So that in and of itself is a wake-up call to you that in your Purium business, maybe not in your other businesses, but in your Purium business, that there's a lot more activity that you can make happen, and through that activity, you'll be able to see, you know, what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. So how does this show up in your business? How does this work in the art of execution? What does an entrepreneur do on a regular basis and especially do well? And the first thing is they understand that relationships are assets. They understand the value of contacts, and they have thousands of contacts. I know entrepreneurs who have thousands of people in their cell phones. And one simple practical concept is that if somebody calls you and you think there's a 99% chance you'll never talk to them again, but a 1% chance you will, enter their information into the contact manager and make sure that you save that phone number attached to a name and attached to some notes, because you'll just continue to increase that database. And even if it's one person a day, you know, over the course of the year, it's 365 new people. So especially if you're at a party like this weekend, if you're at a Thanksgiving party or what have you, and you talk to a relative, talk to a friend that you just for whatever reason don't have them in your cell phone, you know, put them in your cell phone. Especially if you meet somebody new, collect business cards. You know, think like an entrepreneur, and not only do entrepreneurs have large email lists and large phone lists, but they also are not afraid to jump on the internet and be on Facebook and be on Twitter and be in. There are a lot of free marketing websites out there where you can, you know, blog and meet people who blog and get into conversations and, you know, learn new things. And that actually is another characteristic of an entrepreneur, is they tend to borrow credibility from others. They tend to be very topical. They tend to emulate concepts. I had a boss of mine, even though this was in the corporate world, who was unbelievably entrepreneurial. And I'm not exaggerating when I would say that every morning he came into my office and he would share with me something he ripped out of a magazine, something that came to him in the mail, something he saw on TV last night, something he thought of, something he wrote down. He was constantly churning out new ideas, but oftentimes, more often than not, those ideas came from someplace else directly, and he just adopted them, emulated them, borrowed them, and figured out a way to make it relevant to our business. Entrepreneurs do that with statistics and information as well, and kind of like comedians. You know how comedians, they're funny because what they're talking about is something that's very relevant. They know what the hottest TV shows are. Even if they don't watch a lot of TV, they know what people are doing. They know who the politicians are and what the issues are that people talk about. So, you know, jump on the internet, read the newspaper, be relevant as it relates to business statistics, unemployment statistics, health industry statistics, not so that you can be some, you know, numbers wonk, but so that, you know, you've got something fresh to talk about that hits home, because, you know, you're going to run across somebody this Thanksgiving who probably is unemployed or transitioning between jobs or what have you, and having something relevant to say and knowing what they're thinking and feeling, you know, makes sense. And so if you say to somebody, hey, you know, instead of going on to Career Builder, instead of going on to Monster, using terms and things that are real world stuff, they'll know that you know what's going on in the world. So that's what entrepreneurs do. They also personalize things. They personalize things because they're good listeners. They listen to other people's stories. They're excited to meet people and to understand what makes people tick, and they really care about the plight of the people they're talking to. And they're also good at telling their own story and sharing their own story and putting things in ways that are different and unique and charismatic. So, you know, if you talk to an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter what business they're in. You know, if you're on an airplane or something and you talk to somebody who owns a business and they're an entrepreneur, and it could be, you know, transistors, it could be, you know, plumbing supplies, but they're so excited, so passionate about it, and they have a take on why their business is unique, and they figured it out through talking and talking and talking to people, that it sounds exciting to you. And so that's what an entrepreneur does. And as much as you can do some of those things, you're going to have success connecting with people and increasing your recruiting machine. CEO, on the flip side, they're very good at managing businesses, managing their time, and even starting with setting up their business. You know, if a CEO type joined Purium, they would know what their marketing website was, what was on the marketing website. They would know what was in their back office, where to get information, when the conference calls were. They would have their list very clearly written out with notes. They would have files on their hot prospects. They would have an email signature, maybe even a special email account specifically for Purium. They might have their own web address that redirects to their Purium website. So they would have the tools, the parts, the pieces. They would also be tracking their receipts. And that's an important thing, you know, especially if this is your only business, if you're a W-2 employee, and this is your one entrepreneurial venture. Well, I guarantee you, if you write off your cell phone, if you write off your internet connection, if you write off your printer ink, if you write off the cup of coffee that you had a couple of days ago with a friend, if you write off one or two business lunches a month, you're going to be making money in your Purium business whether you make money in your Purium business or not, because the tax write-offs themselves will more than offset how much you spend every month on your business. So, you know, that's what a CEO does. CEO worries about how much they keep, not just how much they bring in or how much they make. And they're frugal not only about money, but they're frugal about time. You know, they're frugal about time because, especially as they become more successful, their time is more valuable. So, you know, they give their time freely to their team, but they're very clear about what their expectations are. And so they don't allow people to waste their time. Sometimes entrepreneurs will get on the phone and chat with somebody, or somebody vents on them, and they'll just listen and talk and waste an hour. CEO won't do that. You know, CEO will be supportive, but they're going to communicate pretty clearly what they expect and what this person should do, and they're solving problems, setting goals, and constantly moving toward connecting the dots between where they are today and where they want to go. So they're very focused on plan, do, measure, adjust. They're willing to research things, plan things out, set expectations for themselves and their team, write it down, take some notes, make some things happen, hand out some samples, put people through the enrollment process, and then figure out what doesn't work. And if something doesn't work, they'll email or call the corporate team and say, hey, I want this different. Or they'll make something, or they'll, you know, whatever, and then they'll measure, and they'll see that, you know, if they sell this product instead of that product, or they say this instead of that, they make the adjustments to get better and better. So if you're a CEO type, you know, you're going to be more of a long-term thinker that understands that, you know, slow and steady wins the race. So what both have in common starts with a belief. And they have a tremendous belief in themselves. They have a tremendous belief in their industry. They have a tremendous belief in their product. They have a tremendous belief in their company. So if you talk to anybody who's successful, somebody who's an entrepreneur, somebody who's a CEO who's very successful, I guarantee you that they have a true belief that what they're doing is something that's exciting, that's unique, and they're able to instill that belief in others because they're so passionate about what they're trying to accomplish. And oftentimes it's more about themselves and just their belief that they're going to be successful. And so, you know, some CEOs that take over, you know, tough companies with bad employees and whatever, they still have that air of confidence and excitement and energy because they believe in themselves so much that it overrides everything else. So another thing that entrepreneurs and CEOs have in common is that posture, that positioning creates a sense of urgency, that creates a sense of you know, wanting other people to want to be part of. You know, they have an inclusiveness about them and somehow are able to balance being inclusive and being exclusive. So they're the cool people to be around, and you know they're respectful of others, but they let you know that, hey, I'm an important person, I'm moving, I'm shaking, I'm going, I'm doing something important. And that posture is very important to attract the law of attraction. People want to be around that. They want to be around successful people, and they want to make that a reality for themselves. So I'm not saying fake it till you make it. I'm saying see it as you want it and portray yourself as the person you want to be, the person that you'd like to be around, the person that's worthy of duplication, and good things will happen. The other thing is that even if you're in general a short-term thinker like an entrepreneur or a long-term thinker like a CEO, both successful CEOs and entrepreneurs have a daily plan of action and attack it aggressively and have a longer-term vision for what they want to accomplish. And to me, visionary is one of those overstated, overblown words, but all a visionary is somebody who can tell you what they want to accomplish and every day try to get closer to it. And so hopefully you have something clear in your mind about how much money you want to earn, why you want to earn it, how many people you want to help, why you want to help them, you know, what you see for your own health, so you can become a product of the product. Create a personality for your team, create a personality for yourself, you know, create a brand for yourself of what you stand for, so when people see you, talk about you, think about you, it's consistent. So I know some people that are so entrepreneurial, so creative, so passionate, so ADD and scatterbrained that they've tried to be like a CEO and they just can't. And you know what they do? They still are successful because they surround themselves with people who do the little things for them, that do the planning, that do the calendaring for them, that set the appointments. They have an administrative assistant, and it's just the cost of doing business for them, so they don't drive everybody else crazy. And I know people who are CEOs, people who are analytical, people who are so smart. But they're not charismatic that, you know, these ideas that they have are so intense, kind of like a Bill Gates type of person, that they just surround themselves with other people who are able to communicate for them, you know, these great ideas. So, you know, the more that you can adopt both personalities, the better. But at some point, you may just say, you know what? I'm really like an entrepreneur, or I'm really like a CEO, and I got to find other people that will help me, that will complement me. And ultimately, the last thing that CEOs and entrepreneurs both do, the ones that are good, is they recruit up. They find better people than themselves to fill in positions, and they find people better than themselves, especially in network marketing, because you're going to get paid off the efforts of other people. And if you can personally enroll somebody who's a go-getter, who can enroll 3, 5, 10, 20, 50 people and create a movement of folks that are excited about Perium, then, you know, you have the opportunity to earn some significant income. So why not recruit the best? And then that's where you've got this momentum, this circle, this spiral that happens, where the more good people you enroll, the better your story, the more exciting your story, the more time you can invest in this business, because your time now is paying off even more. So create that positive momentum, create that spiral by becoming the best that you possibly can be as an entrepreneur and as a CEO of your own business, and enjoy every minute of it. You know, it's a very fun opportunity that we have, and it's only going to get more fun. So, you know, if you're thinking about getting more serious, if you've got people that you've been talking to, tell them this is a great time to be involved in Perium. You know, healthcare, people need this product. There's no question that people need this product. It's a great value. There are great products throughout the product line, and, people are looking for help. So Don't forget to ask questions around the Thanksgiving table about what people are doing, and try to connect with them and understand how you can help them. And be a good networker. Hopefully you can help them through Purium, but even if you can help them by connecting them with somebody else, with a realtor or a mortgage banker, you know, a lower-cost credit card or a good movie or a good restaurant, you know, help people out. And the more that you talk to folks, the more they're going to talk back to you, and they're going to think about you, and you know, they're going to take your phone call when you call them about the next big thing that Purium has. So that's what's going on. That's what it's like to be a good business person, at least from my perspective, as to what I've seen from the successful people that I've hung around. So hopefully that helped you a little bit. No conference call this Thursday night, no business opportunity call. Here in the U.S., of course, is Thanksgiving, so we will not be having a Thursday evening call, and the corporate office, I believe, will be closed on Thursday, and I think Friday as well. Be looking for you know, information in the back office, or call customer service tomorrow if you need the exact hours. But we will catch you next Tuesday night, same time, same number. I believe it's December 1st, actually, believe it or not, next Tuesday. So that is what's going on here, and have a great night. And we will catch you next Tuesday night, same time, same number. Thanks, everybody.